Hello everyone, welcome to the 12th episode of the Get Fit Trip podcast. This is Daniel Davis and it's my pleasure to host a show that I'm super passionate about. This show is designed for everyone who deserves and desires to get fit. Now, sit back, relax, and let's talk.
Hello everyone, today we have a special guest. We are going to do something different. I'm going to have an interview with one of the most dedicated people that I've ever seen at the gym. She's always present, and I thought that it would be a good idea to start just having an interview, asking her some questions, and in order to just having a masterminding and learn more from the experience of others. I let her introduce herself. Welcome Sarah, would you please give us an introduction? What do you do? How long have you been working out? And anything that comes to your mind.
Okay, thank you. So my name is Sarah. I've been living in Montreal for the past 4 years. I used to work as an engineer, and I'm currently transitioning to another field. I've been working out probably since my late teens, and that's when I discovered lifting when I was in university. And I've been doing that since. I'm pretty much a morning person when it comes to working out, but it's certainly an important and a part of my life that has a positive impact on me.
So I've seen you all the time coming in the morning. What are the advantages and disadvantages of coming early in the morning?
So, I mean, I think it depends on what kind of person you are. I am absolutely a morning person, and I also go to bed quite early, but I'm up at 5. And for me, it's really easy to just get up. There's not much else going on during the day at that time to come to the gym, to get started, to feel energized for the rest of the day. I find it quite challenging sometimes at the end of the day later on to get myself to the gym, but I rarely will have those problems in the morning. I also like the fact in the morning the gym tends to be a lot quieter, there's a lot less people, there's a lot more kind of focused people at the gym who generally tend to have some more focused goals, which can be motivating, I find.
And don't you like energy early in the morning?
I don't, but that's, again, I think there's certain people who maybe that wouldn't work for because they are lacking in that energy. Some days it is a little hard to get out of bed, you know, if you had something a late night the night before. But my brain isn't really working in the morning anyways, so it just kind of goes with the flow, and I can push myself a little more if I'm not feeling great.
And are you one of those who listens to music, podcasts, audiobook?
Yeah, so for me it depends on what I'm doing. If I'm trying to do a really challenging cardio workout, I'll probably listen to some music. But otherwise, I'm actually usually listening to podcasts. I have a lot of things on my list of things to do during the day. Listening to podcasts help me keep up with certain things, and then also just areas of interest that I have that to get done. Yeah.
I've also noticed that sometimes you have a partner you work out with. What are the advantages and disadvantages of having a partner when you're working out?
Yeah, so I mean, generally speaking, a lot of times because I work out in the morning, it tends to be on my own. There's not a lot of people who necessarily enjoy those early hours, which is fine. I do find there's definitely some certain advantages to working out with a partner, but I think it's important to choose your partner wisely. The person you see me working out with, my good friend Jackie, who I've known for many, many years. We used to fence competitively together. Fitness is an important thing for her, and I've seen her do some amazing transformations with weightlifting and things like that, and we share similar goals. So we've kind of sit, talk, decide what are our goals, what are we trying to do with this plan. And the big advantage for me is that you know there's someone waiting at the gym for you. So even if you really don't feel like getting up and going, it's kind of just that extra kick for those days when maybe you don't have the same motivation. But also in the gym, she knows me well. She knows what I can do. She knows that I can push myself a little bit more on those few reps and things like that, and just to offer encouragement. So I do find that very, very beneficial.
Don't you get lost sometimes in conversation?
Yes, absolutely. So that's a disadvantage, right? What I find with when you choose your partner, if you have kind of the same level, the same goals, and someone who's able to kind of determine, okay, now is not the time to talk, now isn't. And sometimes there are going to be some of those those times when you're working out with someone, we're friends too, right? So something might come up, and then that's the focus for the day, and maybe we'll focus on our other goals.
And how long does it take normally your workout in the morning?
It honestly really depends on what program I'm following and what the goals are for that kind of round of training. So let's say if I look at the last cycle that we were doing, it was about an hour and a half of lifting and then some cardio. This 4-week program we're doing right now, which is a focus just on strength with power lifts, is actually much shorter. So it's about half an hour and 40 minutes of lifting and then 20 minutes of cardio.
And do you have to go to work after?
So my schedule is variable right now. So I'm currently just finishing medical school. Right now I have a little bit more time in my schedule, but during the year, I might have to be at the hospital at 7, I might have to be at the hospital at 5:30, I might have another weird kind of shift going on. So I do always have to work around that. Usually the mornings are the safest time for me, which is another reason it's better for me to work out in the morning. So I also would have to adjust my workouts based on what my schedule is.
Getting back to the question of having energy in the morning, I remember that you used to wear a t-shirt. It had the markandasupplement.com or something like that. And I think that was the trigger that I sent you to that website. I checked it out and I've become a loyal customer to them. Have you ever used supplements? And if so, what are the merits and benefits of it?
Yeah, and I mean, I've been in the gym and lifting for quite a while, and you see a lot of different things, and you talk to different people, and they use different things that work for them. I've tried in the past some different things. Mainly what I use regularly is things just like protein powder. I like to just have a quick shake after my workout. I'll kind of sip on some BCAAs during my workout. And I use like glutamine. I find sometimes that will help me with my muscle soreness for really heavy lifting days. Aside from that, I don't use much, although I will use some caffeine, especially if I know it's going to be a very intense workout and the days where that energy is really low.
Have you ever felt any kind of side effects?
So obviously, I mean, caffeine, you're going to feel your heart racing a little faster and maybe some flushing and things like that. So yes, but I try not to be using it all the time as well. I don't want to be dependent on anything that I'm using to help with my performance and things like that. And I'm not taking anything more than what would be kind of like a cup of coffee maybe that most people drink every day.
You just mentioned that you are at medical school.
Yes.
I assume that you have done sort of your research about the whey protein and BCAA. You know that they're not that harmful, right?
Pardon?
They are not harmful. And they are,
caffeine or?
No, for example, whey protein, any kind
of
supplements.
Whey protein. To my knowledge, they're not, it's not something that is dangerous or anything like that. I try to steer away from things that maybe are controversial, that I feel is going to have a negative impact on my health. Again, the reason why I'm at the gym working out is because I care about my health and I want to be healthy and I want to live long. I'm certainly not going to travel down the road of things like, steroids or things like that, which certainly can have some deleterious effects to your health. But there are certain things that are, whey protein and things like that, which are pretty benign and safe and can add, I think, to your...
Yeah, just checking to be sure that I can use them. Having no problem. Well, talking about your workout in the morning, do you have a special program that you do it, you design it yourself, or you go to a specialist to write it down? How does it work for you?
So when I started working out, it was a good friend of mine who actually used to be a professional trainer who taught me how to work out and how to build a plan. But honestly, I generally don't build my own programs. What I used to do, and I guess I still use these programs, but on bodybuilding.com, and which it used to be free, I think now they charge, but they have like a ton of different programs for different goals. And there's a few of them that I really like that I generally will follow, and I'll cycle in between depending on what I want to focus on. So I mean, you know, like I really like Jim Stefani's programs, and there's Keith Gethin. I know Arnold Schwarzenegger has some programs too that are on that site. Then that's usually what I use.
Is your focus more on weightlifting or cardio?
So I enjoy weightlifting. I find cardio torturous, but it's an important part of my of staying in shape. So kind of the weightlifting is the kind of reward, I guess, for me, where I just kind of, it's kind of a meditation and I just focus on lifting. But it's important not to forget about cardio, and keep in mind that plan.
I've noticed that you use the stairs climber from time to time, and it makes you sweat. How does that work for you? Because I tried it once and I fell down of it, so I never tried it anymore.
Yeah, so let me, first of all, it is like an evil, evil machine. It is, I don't enjoy it at all. I think the past month, basically, I've been using it every workout, basically, after the lift, 20 minutes. I don't see it necessarily as cardio, to be perfectly honest, because my heart rate with it is only going to be between 70% and 80%. So, I mean, kind of maintenance cardio maybe in that way, but it's not anything that's going to help me improve my VO2 max or anything like that. So, the reason right now my focus is on actually just cutting a little bit and toning. So that's why I'm using the Stairmaster right now. It's not, and I don't use it that often outside, or if I'm doing a focus on more of a cardio focus. Definitely I like to do a lot more running. I find it is more efficient, and it's the best way to really get your heart rate going, and doing things like sprint workouts and things like that to
running
get the most benefits.
Running on treadmill or outside?
So it's a little difficult in a city to run outside, especially in winter. I like to use the treadmill because I can control the pace, and then I can gear that with the heart rate to know, like, if I'm going to, okay, I'm going to sprint for 2 minutes or whatever, and I want my heart rate here. I have more control. So depending on the type of running workout I'm doing, then I'll prefer to use the treadmill. But obviously just for a nice recovery run, it's always nicer if you can run in a park somewhere or out where there's like a changing scenery or something like that.
So people that come to the gym and they have different goals. Some people come to work out, some people come to socialize, find new friends. What's your primary goal for coming?
So my primary goal is really to work out. You know, I have a tight schedule, I have a certain time where I can work out, sometimes I have a little more leeway, but I'm also generally very much an introvert, and I'm not generally comfortable approaching anyone I don't know anyways, yeah, I mean, for me, the gym is really about doing something for my health and trying to stay in shape and just have something I can do that helps me manage my own stress, and that helps me, gives me some time to myself to kind of focus and be ready for the day.
Well, and has it had any impact on your personal life?
I mean, personally, I think working out just helps me to kind of separate from everything that's going on in my life and just have time to not be worrying about the 16 whatever things I have to do that day, and I think it just really just focus, and so it really helps to manage the stress. It helps me be able to have that energy for the rest of the day, because for me, I feel certainly energized after my workout and like, okay, now I've done this, I'm ready to take on my day, let's go, let's get this done. It really is a positive impact for me.
Cool. Is there any other kind of sport that you may be interested in?
Yeah, so I've always enjoyed sports. My family is quite active. My parents are big into running and things like that, and have always encouraged sports, and I've always played since I was a child. In university, I started fencing. I fenced competitively for quite a while. Every now and then I'll play squash with some people, maybe once a week or so. So I enjoy those kinds of things. As far as anything else, I enjoy it. I don't do anything right now like organized team sports. mainly because it's actually difficult for me. I don't know when I finish at the end of the day. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make like practice X, Y, or Z. But yeah, certainly I think sports is a really great way to socialize, to stay in shape, and not feeling like, oh, I'm just torturing myself on the treadmill. You're not even notice that you're putting that same effort in to when you're enjoying a sport.
Is there any message that you may want to share with those who are hesitant to come up to the gym, or they come after a while, they get bored and they cannot keep it as their routine? What's your advice on them?
Well, it's a good question. I think it's important just to realize that, you know, everyone kind of started without, you know, at some point. So we all didn't necessarily know what to do. And especially in this day and age, there's so many ways you can kind of go find that information, look to see what works for you. Like, am I a morning person? Does it work better for me in the morning? Or maybe I'm not. Maybe I need to be the one who's working out at night. Maybe I need a buddy who's going to, I know I'm going to have to go and be there because someone's waiting for me. There's so many resources to find out how to build a plan, how to start with a plan. And certainly you can always find people who are willing to help and who want to give you that same like passion for working out as they might have.
Thank you, Sarah, for your time. And I think that not only I've learned a lot, I'm sure the audience who are going to listen to this podcast, they're going to get a lot of advice and nice pieces of information from you, and they may implement in their life. So thanks a lot again, and looking forward to see you in the morning at the gym.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. I hope you liked this interview. It had a lot to teach me. I learned a lot from different points of view, and I think continuing and doing more interviews is going to help me and my subscribers and everyone who listens to this podcast. Please subscribe to our blog, to our podcast, visit our Facebook pages, our Twitter page. Up until next time, take care of yourself. Talk to you soon.